In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, Greg Jaquin. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
I'm doing okay. Where do you live now?
I'm in Tarrytown, New York.
Okay, is that where you were born?
Yeah, actually.
How did music start for you?
I started playing when I was a kid. My stepdad had a guitar in the house, so I picked it up and started playing. Started playing in high school with friends and kept it up.
You know, I've done about maybe 100 of these interviews, and so many of them begin with that story. My father had a guitar in the house. My uncle gave me an old guitar. Somebody had a guitar along the way, right?
Yeah.
It was a rock and roll at the very beginning. Were you burning off, youthful anxiety with metal bands and that kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, I started off with classic rock because my parents were listening to it. And then I went towards the hair metal in the 80s because that was when I was teenager.
Yeah, that's what you did back then, right?
Yeah. And then I took a break from music until later on when the whole alternative scene and the indie rock scene was big. So
I'm reading your bio and it says you had a Cuban grandparents?
Yeah, my family's from Cuba.
What kind of influence is that in, do you suspect, in your music now?
It's a lot of the Latin rhythms and a lot of the percussion that it influenced me early on. You know, it's big in Cuban music, so it's had an effect on me that way.
You know, we're going to play your song, The Station, in just a couple of minutes, and it's a big production. I mean, you got strings going on and the whole bit. Was that your idea, or is that something that happened once you got into the studio?
Well, I've met a lot of interesting musicians in the Hudson Valley throughout the years, and one of the gentlemen that I met is Nick Attila, and he's a string arranger and a violin player, and he's pretty incredible, and he did the string arrangement. And I recorded the song at a recording studio in Cortland Manor,
mm-hmm.
called AFA Recording Studios. With Greg Scatino, and it's a really great small studio, and we were able to get a 3-piece string section in there and do some overdubs and stand-up bass and everything. It just came out really great. Just kind of took on a life of its own.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Greg Jaquin. Do you play these songs live?
Starting to play them live now because they're just being written. It's in the process of writing everything.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. You were also a police officer, right? Where was that?
Yeah, I was in Austin.
Why a police officer? Why did you get into that?
To be honest with you, at the time I had a family and I was young and the benefits were really good and the pay was really good. So, and I wasn't against helping people for all the years that I was in law enforcement. I hadn't been playing music. So the retirement has actually given me the time and allowed me to get back into the music.
I also hear a lot of stories about little pivots in people's lifelines that send them into a musical direction. It's a pretty common story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your songs are primarily about the life on the Hudson. Why? I know you live on the Hudson, but why primarily?
Well, I think I've made a conscious effort this time to write these songs and to write this album based on where I am and where I'm living and what's around me and surrounding and affecting everything in my life, like the relationships and the family and the train and the Hudson River and the new bridges and everything. It's kind of hard to not be affected by it.
It's not just the view of the Hudson. It's often the sounds, too. The sounds of the train, the sounds of people at the train station. It's the sounds of the boats on the river and that sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I can hear the train from right from my house. So
yeah, no kidding.
Influence on me.
You got a view of the river?
Yeah. No, I actually have a view of the Tappan Zee and the new bridge that they're building. So
awesome.
That's probably why it's been such a huge influence on the music.
The song, The Station, is it from an EP coming up?
Yeah, it's from an album I'm working on right now called The Hudson River Show.
And do you have shows coming up, Greg?
Yeah, I'm playing October 28th at the Tarrytown Farmers Market.
Nice. Outdoor event, yeah.
Yeah, it's an outdoor event, and it's a popular farmers market in Westchester. So I'll be playing that one at 9 o'clock in the morning for all the early risers.
Do you have a website?
I do. It's gregjaquinmusic.com.
It's spelled J-A-C-Q-U-I-N. Here is Greg Jaquin, and the song is called The Station, the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Greg, good luck and thanks.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Have a good day.